Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Dr. Michael Maccabee, author of Strategic Intelligence, Conceptual Tools for Leading Change. I want to ask you about what factors contribute to the impetus for transforming bureaucratic organizations into collaborative learning organizations, and what are some of the challenges in becoming a learning organization?
Well, you know, again, it's the same point. You've got to start with the relationship to the patient. If we look at the whole healthcare tradition, doctors started out as craftsmen, and they had their guilds, and the leader was kind of the ombudsman for the craftsmen. Then we get insurance and cost cutting, and hospitals and healthcare organizations become bureaucracies, which is really very frustrating for physicians. They're more and more put in the position of having to see a patient for 15 minutes, more patients, and et cetera. The whole concept is still providing care. Mm-hmm. It's not working with a patient and the patient's family to create health. Healthcare is sickness care, giving, it's like fixing a machine.
Yeah.
And that's not creating health. And to create health, it's just like teaching. Mm-hmm. A good teacher is not putting knowledge into you. Good teacher is motivating you to learn. Mm-hmm. A good physician is motivating you to be healthy and helping do that. So it's a partnership. But to do that, you need the whole organization focused that way, rather than paying just for a visit. You need to create a relationship and a different form of payment, which is beginning. Kaiser Permanente started working that way. We're beginning to see some of that coming out of Medicare with the accountable care organizations that are being created. So you're transforming a bureaucracy. And furthermore, you need to have an organization where people share learnings with their patients. Intermountain Healthcare, another great organization, Salt Lake City, has helped create a consortium of Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, UCLA Healthcare that share knowledge and help create pathways to deal with certain problems and continually learn and develop. Cut the time for operations and make them safer, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, Michael, what are some of the principles? Maybe you could describe some of the principles you've learned about
change. Well, the principles, one, you've got to start with the customer, the patient, not the product.
And this transcends healthcare, right? I mean, this could be any type of bureaucratic.
Any kind.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the manufacturing mode of production of the past starts with the product. Mm-hmm. I create a product and then I try to sell it. Learning organization starts with the customer. What do you need?
Yeah.
What's your problem? How can we help together, work together to solve it, to improve the quality of your life, make you happier? Then you've got to look at how do you create a system where all the parts are interactively working to do that and to keep learning from experience. And learning how to partner with other groups that can help. An example in the book, Transforming Healthcare Leadership, there's a wonderful example of from Sweden, of the healthcare organization of Jönköping, which is a whole community healthcare organization, which is really a model because it's not only taking the learning from patients to improve care, it's helping to improve the health of the whole community.
Well, I'd like to talk more about systems thinking. You do a wonderful job in the book distilling the principles and purpose of systems thinking. How can you use it to design and idealize a future organization? And what is the relationship between systems thinking and visioning? And again, how is analytic and systems thinking different?
Well, that's a, you know, that's a big question and a crucial question. We've done, my colleagues and I have done research on strategic intelligence, and we find the biggest weakness of leaders running organizations is systems thinking. Mm-hmm. People are taught to look at problems and stack up their solutions and try to put them together. For example, when HP merged with Compaq, they said, let's take the best organizations from each company and put them together. It was a disaster. It's like saying, let's get the best parts of automobiles from every company and put it together to make a great automobile. You have junk.
Yeah.
They're a system is a collection of elements with a purpose. And those none of those elements can be evaluated by itself, but only in terms of how well it interacts with the other elements to further the purpose of the system. There are three kinds of systems. Mechanical system, like a car, where you can design the parts. An organic system, like the human body, where the parts are genetically designed to serve the purpose of life. And a social or a socio-technical system, mm-hmm. like a company, where many of the key parts are people. And people have their own purposes. Mm-hmm. Therefore, leadership is essential to create a common purpose. That is why a philosophy is so important. People have to feel that that purpose is worth their energy and passion.
So what can you tell us about the five P's to design?
The five P's start with purpose of the organization, practical values essential to create it, the people, and that includes their roles and relationships, and processes that are essential to make it work together, and then the products. Mm-hmm. And all of these have to be integrated and working interactively. So it's a way of just thinking about how do you envision, how do you design the ideal future mm-hmm. of your organization.
So how does that transition to Akoff's view or his contrasting between interactive planning and conventional planning?
Yeah, well, conventional planning, somebody at the top of the organization plans. You know, when I first started to work with companies like IBM and AT&T, they were monopolies. So planning really was just looking at the demographics and it was really extrapolating from the present to what we're going to need in the future. Can't do that anymore. So you're looking now at real strategy. You're looking really at understanding different customer needs. You're looking at innovation, mm-hmm. not just the same thing. And so you have to, the top is going to create the vision of this ideal future, but it has to be interactively worked out throughout the organization. So I get people at every level to look at this design. How is it going to change what you do, what you need to do? What do you need from the top? Maybe you have to go back to those visionaries. They've got to change something to make it work for you. So it's a back and forth process. And people get really engaged in that. I mean, they're part of creating the future.
What is the relationship between personality and leadership? We will explore this question and so much more when our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.